Welcome to Who's Going to Win for Week 2 of the high school football season. I'm Jim Field, joined this week by Matt Mullinex and also by Doug Leonard. Chris not with us this week. We'll have his picks, though, for you here in just a little bit. As we start our program, first we want to remind you our sponsors. That's Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic and Ag Business Associates in Atlantic. We'll have more Who's Going to Win right after you listen to this from our sponsors.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Welcome back on Who's Going to Win. Let's get after it here this week as we have three-quarters of the gang here. Chris seems to think that his honeymoon is more important than being here on this important program. I don't know. We turned down a pretty girl.
Where's he at?
Doug started and then stopped. He wanted to say something and then he didn't.
Yeah, leave that one alone.
He just remembered his wife.
Yes, that's exactly. First face that popped to mind when you said pretty girl.
Yeah. Perfect.
He flashed back to his honeymoon days.
There you go. Yeah. Whatever you want to think. So anyway, Chris did send me his picks, so we'll go through those as we go along here this week. And you guys got some making up to do here this week.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Right?
There you go. Here's how we did last week in our program. It was Exira EHK beating Audubon 27-8. That was our broadcast game. Matt went on a limb with Audubon, and that one came crashing down. AHST in Nottoway Valley, it was 19-6, Nottoway Valley winning, and that was a winner for both Chris and me. Also, Tri-Center beat Riverside 48-7, we all got that right. Griswold beat Corning 49-14, we were all correct there. We all took Cam, and that was a good thing. They won 47-12 over Villisca. We all took Kemper Catholic last week, and that was a bad thing because they lost 44-18 to Carroll. St. Albert defeated Lewis Central 19-14. Doug went on a limb with that one, but a pretty competitive game. And the rest of us had St. Albert there. And then we split up with Denison at Atlantic, another very competitive game, 20-14. The Monarchs win, and that was a win for Chris and I. So 7-1 for both Chris and me. So we're tied for first. And then Doug and Matt each went 4-4 last week. You guys got a little work to do here. Establishing position early. Chris did send me an email with his picks on it this week. We're going to start with a couple eight-man games for you here this week as Cam is on the road at Stanton here in week number, I guess it's two, but it's three for Cam. They're already two games into the year. Pretty good way to start out, I guess, since, well, let's make Chris go first. Chris, he's got Stanton down here. He's going to take Stanton here in this ball game tonight, so we'll throw an S down on the sheet for him. You know, I had a chance to see Cam play. I kind of like him. Stanton, I thought they were in a little bit of a rebuilding mode this year. They lost a few players here. Actually, they've lost quite a few players over the last few years, some really good ones. I see they're ranked in the top five, top ten in the Associated Press poll this week. Cam probably not getting the same kind of respect because, well, they haven't been a state championship caliber team the last couple of years, although they have been a playoff team. I had a chance to see Cam play, and I know they're going on the road, and this has become a little bit of a rivalry in their minds. And I like what they did that first week against what I thought was a pretty decent Woodbine team. They had decent talent. I thought they had some pretty good athletes back there, and they really shut that run game down. Last week with Villisca, Villisca's a building team, so you know you don't know what to take away from there. But maybe I'm on a limb with this one, but I'm going to try Cam on the road. I'm going to see if I get a little separation from Chris here right off the bat this week. Doug, what do you like?
Well, you know, would be great to start season 3-0 for Cam, but as you said, the caliber of the competition wasn't quite what Stanton's faced. They kind of put the smack down to Lennox pretty well, I thought. I don't know what Lennox squad is, but they're traditionally a pretty good ball club. So being the home team and based on that first week's victory, I'm going to take Stanton.
Okay. Am I on a limb there, Matt?
I'm going to leave you out on a limb, Jim.
Okay.
A limb, Jim. And I'm going to go with the Stanton Vikings as well. Like Doug said, I like their win over Lennox last week. They've got the home field advantage, and they've just, you know, year in, year out, they're pretty consistent. You know what exactly to expect from them. So,
okay. So that's three for Stanton, and I get Cam. And, boy, I'm really starting to separate myself from the pack now.
Huh. We're just going to give you the Hoosman right now.
Yeah, right. No, you're not. Pry from his cold, dead hands. I know how that works. All right, well, let's move on here. Game two, another eight-man game. It should be an interesting ball game again, as Fremont Mills will travel this week to Adair Casey. Adair Casey ran into a buzzsaw in East Mills last week in their first game of the year, and Fremont Mills picked up the victory. Doug, what's going to happen this week?
Well, yeah, Fremont Mills really put quite a few points on the board against Afton East Union, you know, which I don't know how impressive that is necessarily. But, you know, Adair Casey is coming or defending their home turf this week, and I know they'd like to put a win on the board and even out the record. But I don't know. I think I'm going to take Fremont Mills on the road.
Okay. One for Fremont Mills. Matt, what do you like?
What'd Chris take?
Well, why should I tell you?
I don't know, because he's not here.
Okay, he took Fremont Mills.
He's kind of a Mills County kid, though.
That's right, yeah. He is.
Good enough argument for me, though. I'll throw him out there.
You know what? Adair Casey, even though they lost last week, they still played a pretty decent ball game. They were able to put up some points on the board, and sometimes those eight-man games, you know, can get out of hand. But with that said, I still think Adair Casey, that was their first game. They get this week to recoup, recover, get things back to going. And so I'm going to go with their Adair Casey, the Bombers at home.
Okay. Well, I'm not giving you a limp pick. I'm taking the Bombers at home as well. I don't, you know, it's hard to tell these early season games, sometimes matching up talent, trying to compare scores and stuff when you don't actually see game film and stuff. But I do know one thing, that Adair Casey, that's a tough place to go play. They've always played very, very well at home, and they take great pride in defending the home field. So I'm going to go with the Bombers here in this one, and we'll split it 2-2 this time around. All right, that's two games in. We'll take this short break, and we'll be back with more for you here on Who's Going to Win right after this.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, for Mag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
Well, back down on Who's Going to Win, we'll move to Game 3 on our schedule this week. AHST is on the road at Trainer. Both these teams 0-1 coming into this football game. We'll throw Chris's pick out there for you first. He's going to take Trainer here in this week's ball game. And let's see, I don't remember whose turn it is. I guess it's Matt's turn to go first. Go ahead.
Okay. Trainer here this week. They lost last week to IKM Manning, but that's a pretty formidable ball club out there, so I don't think it's anything to hang their head about. But they were able to they were shut out in there. But AHST, I thought was going to be a little bit better here. They went on Nottoway Valley. Maybe I was misled with some information, but I thought Nottoway Valley was going to be struggling this year a little bit. That sounded like they didn't have much size, and so for them to come out on top, I was a little surprised. So I think Trainer's a really tough ball club this year, so I'm going to go with Trainer at home.
Well, that's two, and I'm going to make it three. I was a little surprised by the score last week. I mean, Trainer losing to IKM Manning wasn't necessarily a shock, but the 21-0 score was kind of, to me, that's pretty impressive to shut them down like that. AHST... switching back offense from last year. They changed offenses last year. They've tried to change back this year. I think they're still kind of working out some bugs. If it were at Avoca, I might have a different view on this game, but I think it's going to be pretty tough for the Vikings to go to Trainer and pick up the win there. So I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Doug, what do you like?
Well, yeah, you know, Trainer had a had a decent loss last week. I know they got shut out, but you know, IKM Manning's a little bit larger squad, and HST just wasn't able to get that revamped offense going, and only putting up six points last week. So we'll make it a sweep, and I'll take the home team.
Okay. Everybody likes Trainer over AHST. Let's move on to game four. It's Audubon on the road at Guthrie Center. Both these teams scrounging for their first win right now. Wheeler's last week, a loss in their opener. Guthrie Center's lost a couple of ball games already. And Chris is going to go with Audubon here in this ball game. He's going to go with a road team. I, on the other hand, am going to go with a home team. Guthrie Center, I'm not terribly disappointed with their losses. Panorama, pretty tough team. And anytime you lose to AHST, not the worst thing in the world. Audubon, I had a chance to watch last week, and they've got some things to work on. They've got a lot of kids. They actually had 0 yards coming back, passing, rushing, and receiving. If you factor in that the only kid coming back with any receiving yards is now their quarterback, so he won't be catching the ball. And I don't think I've ever seen that before. They're really trying to revamp everything, and they struggled offensively last week. All of that showed because they really dropped passes and things. They just really struggled. Hard time getting around the corner. I think they were exposed a little bit at different times. They're going to have to make some adjustments going forward. Guthrie Center at home. I kind of like the Tigers playing at home. So we'll split it up here 1-1 so far. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I'm going to have to go against the Honeymoon Boy and agree with you, Jim. You know, Guthrie Center's going to be hoping for their first victory after three games, and I know they don't want to go 0-3. You know, AHST, we just said we don't know about them so much, but, you know, Panorama is a ranked squad, I believe, this year, and it's a rivalry game, and so, you know, that's a game that wasn't a terrible loss either, and didn't get a chance to see Audubon yet play, but I'm going to take the Guthrie Center Tigers at home.
Okay, well, that's 2-1. Matt, where are you going?
Well, I'm going to leave Chris out there by himself and leave him hanging. Maybe we can all get a game on him. And so I'm going to pick the home team, Guthrie Center Tigers. You know, like Doug said there, they're still a tough ball club there. They've played a few good teams to begin the season. They've got the home field advantage. And traditionally, they've been awfully tough. So I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Okay. Chris has Audubon. The rest of us have Guthrie Center here in this one. Let's move to game five, Riverside. On the road to Griswold, a couple of old rivals from the Western Iowa Conference. Each team with a win. Riverside's 1-1, Griswold 1-0 so far in the season. Chris is going to go with Griswold here in this contest. Doug, where are you going?
Well, I'm kind of torn on this one. You know, Riverside picked up the victory, and then they lost to Tri-Center, and I think Tri-Center is a talented squad this year, and they only lost 18-7 to Tri-Center. So, I wonder about Riverside. I mean, I think they're probably rebuilding, but maybe, you know, a halfway decent squad. Griswold had a pretty easy victory against Corning, and, you know, I don't know how much that shows about the Griswold Tigers, but I'm gonna take Griswold until they prove me wrong, and hopefully they don't. So I will take the Griswold Tigers.
Okay, that's two. Matt, what do you like?
I'm going to take Griswold also. They seem to the one thing they do is they run the ball really well. Coach Everett's always had a great running game. And, you know, when you do that, you're staying pretty conservative. It's been the same down there for a number of years. These kids are coming up through the system. And so it tends for fewer mistakes early on in the season like this. So I like the Griswold Tigers. It's at home. And Riverside, they're still trying to get back on their feet here these past few years. But I'm going to go with Griswold.
Well, I'm going to make that unanimous. I'm going to go with Tigers also at home. They're always a tough team to beat at home anyway, but they value these early season games, these pre-district games, because their district is so doggone tough. You know, when you've got the likes of St. Albert and Logan Magnolia, and of course Tri-Center's having a great start to the season too. You know, it's never easy in that district, and if they want to look at overall record at the end of the year, they need to pick up these wins now before things get progressively tougher throughout their district season. So we'll make this unanimous. Griswold across the board. By the way, I mentioned Tri-Center. Last week I was talking about the statistics. You know, Doug Hoke, the first week, 2 rushes for 102 yards, a 51-yard average, and you made the comment, Doug, gee, can he keep the average up? Well, no. Sadly, he can't. But it wasn't bad.
Okay.
Last week in their win, he ran 8 times for 231 yards.
We'll still take that.
Just about 29 yards a carry. So for the year now, he's 10 carries, 333 yards. I think you can do the math on that. Yeah. Averaging 33 yards per carry. So sadly,
I knew he couldn't keep
it up. Sadly, his average is down, but I don't think too many people are crying.
No, I think we'd all take that.
Oh, absolutely. Doing a good job there. All right, let's move on to our next game. Des Moines Christian playing at Exira EHK. This might be one of the better matched games we have on our list this week. Do you want Chris's pick?
Yes.
Chris is taking Des Moines Christian. Matt, what are you taking?
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a good ball club or ball game. Sorry, Des Moines Christian had a decent year last year, looking to build right up on top of that. And Xire EHK, you know, they're looking to build off of last year as well. Had a good first week outing. The problem, the only thing, you know, they're filling a few holes. There were some young kids in there and expecting quite a bit out of them. They're going to do well. Trust me, those kids will do well. They've got the home field advantage this week, so that's a big thing for them. Oh boy, I just think the youth there of Xire EHK just is going to lend to a few more mistakes, breakdown in coverages, and, you know, just overall there. So they're going to learn as the year goes, but here we are in week two, and so I think Des Moines Christian is going to bring in a little stronger ball club, but look for a good ball game.
Okay, very good. Well, I got a feeling I might be on an island, but I'm going to try the home team here in this one. I'm going to take Xire EHK. I watched them play last week. I don't want to say it wasn't as impressive as I'd hoped to be. They showed that they can do a lot of things. They didn't have to show a lot, though, because they had the game pretty well. I mean, even only up, 15 to nothing after a few minutes of the first quarter, it was pretty well in hand the way Audubon's offense was sputtering through the night. So they didn't have to do a lot, didn't have to show a lot of stuff. They do have some really nice athletes there and some kids that were really making plays. They ran a lot of wishbone, and more than I thought they would. I knew they were going to do a little bit of that, but it seemed to work pretty well. They seemed to run it well. The kids understand the different options and things. And they hit corners, and they gain yards. I like them to open things up a little bit more this week. And, you know, Tom Peterson, when he looks at you and gives you that look and then kind of chuckles a little bit, you know he's got something working in the back of his mind. So I'm going to give him a chance here and see if they can squeak something out. Doug, what do you like?
Well, I can't let you sit out there on a limb, Jim. I'm gonna go with the home team as well. Like Matt said, they've got quite a bit of youth, but you know sometimes those young kids, we don't know what they can do, but they step up and they don't make mistakes. They follow through because of their good practice. I'm sure the coaches up there will have them ready to go, and I'm going to take EHK Xire.
Okay, well, I thought I'd be all by myself. I'm glad. It's always, you know, nice to have some friends out there. So we got two with Xire EHK, two with Des Moines Christian here this week. Got a lot of separation. I don't see us having any ties after this week. We had two ties in our standings this week for first and second and then third and fourth, but I don't see that this time around. Got two games left to take a look at. We'll do that when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Back now on Who's Going to Win, and we got two games left on our list. Let's take a look at those here this evening. First, we've got Abraham Lincoln playing at Harlan this Friday night this evening. 1-1 for Abe Lincoln. They played both of the first 2 weeks, 0 and week 1 of the season. Harlan has had to stew on that one loss here for a couple of weeks as they lost in overtime to Denison a little while back. Normally, I didn't think I'd throw this one on the schedule, but you know, with Harlan struggling in their opener and Abraham Lincoln getting a chance to pick up a victory, I don't know. I wasn't too sure how this one was going to play. Chris is going to go with Harlan here in this one. I guess the big questions are, does Harlan actually lose three in a row? They lost their last game last season. They lost their first game this season. It's been a while since that happened.
At home, too.
Yeah, that would be three in a row. Is there really a chance that could possibly happen? No, I don't think so. There's my tease. I'm going with Harlan. We're going to play close to the vest here in this one. Doug, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I might chuckle a little bit inside if Harlan did lose, but only out of jealousy. You know, they've kind of got double revenge going. As you said, they lost first week against Denison, and then last year AL was stacked. They were loaded, and they beat Harlan in Council Bluffs. But, you know, I think this year AL doesn't have the Ebertkowski kid, and they had some other talented players as well, linemen and a pretty decent quarterback, I think, who may have graduated. And, you know, this is one of those seasons where AL would like to probably prove that it's not just a player here or there that separates a good season from a great season. So, you know, they've got something to prove, but I don't think Harlan's going to lose at home. So I'm going to take the Cyclones.
All right. Well, that's three. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I like the Cyclones as well. They've had an extra or this two-week span in there as they didn't play last week. They had a week off, and so they've had time to recover from that Denison game and correct their mistakes. And like Doug said, you know, AL isn't the AL of last year. Oh, they're out to try to prove it. But we saw last week against Johnston, they just weren't able to quite handle what Johnston had to throw out, and that was a team that they had beaten last year. And the other thing is, like Harlan, they lost to him last year, so they want to get him back, home field. So just a lot of things going in Harlan's favor. So I'm going to pick Cyclones.
Cyclones have to find a running game somewhere. Somehow they have to figure out how to run the football. They just couldn't last week, and that's very un-Cyclone-like. So we'll see if they improve on that aspect of the football game this week. Last game we have on the list is our broadcast game tonight as Atlantic hits the road for the first time here in the 2011 season, and they'll play the Knights up at Kemper Catholic. Both these teams 0-1 coming in after disappointing losses last week. Now, I say disappointing losses. Of course, Kemper Catholic losing to its crosstown rival. But on the other side, you've got Atlantic losing to a Denison team that, you know, did beat Harlan in the first go-around the week before that. So why would that be disappointing to play them that close? Well, because quite frankly, a couple of mistakes in there for Atlantic, you take those away and the Trojans are probably dancing after that ball game. So I'm sure they're a little upset about how that finished, and I'm guessing they're going to hope to use this here on the road. I'll throw Chris's pick at you. He's going to take Atlantic here in this one, and Doug gets first crack at this otherwise.
Yeah, you know, I was up at the game, Trojan Bowl, last Friday night, and I was very impressed by Atlantic. Maybe reading too much into that game, but I thought that was one of the better performances I've seen from Atlantic in a while. They had a really solid running game, had two or three kids that hit the holes really hard. I had a tailback who looked very tough to get down, and they've got a couple of kind of bruising fullbacks. I was impressed with the quarterback, put the ball out there on some nice throws where the receiver was the only one that was going to be able to get the ball. And he was a little disappointed with the interception at the end, but that was a tip ball. You know, he couldn't do anything about that. And they were undersized. I mean, Atlantic has very few players over 200 pounds, but they were hitting and looked good. And you know, it's on the road, and so that's interesting to see how the kids are going to do with their first road game. But you know, Kemper got kind of smoked by the Carroll Tigers, and I know they struggle with some interceptions too. So I'm going to take Atlantic on the road.
Okay, that's two for the Trojans. Matt, what about you?
Well, like I said, I was impressed with the Atlantic last week as well. They did a decent job of able to control the ball if they need to. They said they're not a large group up front, but what they do it pretty efficiently. And, you know, those first game jitters and some of those mistakes, a lot of overthrown passes, you know, they settle in and get some of that down. That game speed is sometimes just hard to simulate in practices. And so that once you got a feel for it, it can turn things around. So I think you'll see that this week with the Trojans.
All right. I'm going to go with the group. We'll make this unanimous. I'm going to take Atlantic as well. Although, don't be fooled. Don't look at the Kemper Catholic Carroll game and say, well, gee, they got beat 44-18. I mean, they must not be very good. Now, granted, Kemper Catholic is throwing some youth out there. They've got a sophomore quarterback. They got some kids out there learning as they go. And that showed last week. They had about 120 yards in penalties against Carroll. They turned the ball over six times, four interceptions last week. So, you know, if you're going to do that again this week, sure. But, you know, you can't expect a team to go out and perform like that or underperform like that each and every week. So, and Atlantic did play very well. I did not see the game. I have not seen tape. I have simply heard from folks who had a chance to watch the game, and people just can't stop raving. Folks are saying how thrilled they are, and they want to go back and watch the Trojans again. They thought they were an exciting team to watch, and it was, you know, just more enjoyable and competitive, especially after last year when they were out of so many games early because of their own mistakes, largely, to be able to put it together. Now, there were a couple of those key plays, the fumbled punt and then the late interception, but, you know, you go through life like that, and if you're at the point now in your program where you're looking at a couple of individual plays in the game and thinking, what if? Well, then I think Tim Duff is right where he wants his team to be. And then they want to make some progress this week and pick up a win before they move into the district, what could be a very wide-open district this year. So I like Atlantic on the road, and I wish them the best. We'll have that game for you coming up here in just a little bit. As soon as we get out of the way here, we'll have that contest for you here on KJAN. 6:45 is pregame, and then we'll pick it up with the kickoff coming up at 7:30 tonight from Carroll Stadium. So we hope you get a chance to join us with that. Gentlemen, thank you. Chris, well, see how you do, I guess.
See you next week. Is he going to come back?
See if he makes it back.
I assume. You know, the money's got to run out sooner or later, right? He's married now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, as long as he doesn't take her out in some rocky area and ditch her. I shouldn't say that.
Guard your credit card, Chris. Yeah. Guard your credit card. All right. Doug Leonard, Matt Mullenix, thanks a lot. I'm Jim Field. Again, stick around. We'll have football coming up for you next in just a little bit. That'll do it for this week here on Who's Gonna Win.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff at the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow from Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where we sell crop insurance. So unless you have problems where you currently have your crop insurance, we probably won't get a chance to meet. However, if you do need help, don't hesitate to give us a call at 712-243-5464. In the meantime, here are a few items to keep in mind as you start harvest. Don't chop silage without contacting your agent first. Don't commingle your grain without contacting your agent. Have old crop measured by an adjuster before adding new crop to the bin. And last but not least, from Ag Business Associates, be careful and have a safe harvest.